leaves it totally, and then just, oh. And I've had about, I don't know, 8 or 10 people at least. Some of them were pretty adamant.
You know, the only problem about that is, you know, we're just sitting discussing it. Then we have the parking lot across the street packing up with people, and Bob's a park, we have constant parking, you know, with people, because it's just, you know, it's a, that would be a tough thing for Bob. You constantly have people in there.
Well, I know City Hall, we get tons of traffic in here. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people a month.
Yeah.
And they park, you know, right in front. And then we're talking about First Bank in front of there where they get, you know, all their customers, a lot of elderly people, she was saying, and Amber was talking earlier that that would be a hardship on them.
Yep. And I mean, we don't want to put a hardship on Bob's or Aches either. I mean, because then their parking lots would be constantly filling up.
Yeah.
Because we've already lost the parking where the garbage cans are at.
Yeah.
And we start eliminating more parking.
Because, yeah, I don't know what you guys' discussion was, because, you know, they were talking about just trying to leave it open both ways. That means parking on one side, that's none. I don't care either way myself, personally. The parking, the situation you have right now, is we've lived with it for years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all stop and let the other person go, but it is awful tight. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we go from 20 down to 11? That's very tight.
Yeah. And parking over there, that's actually city parking.
Mm-hmm.
But Aches takes that. There should be some kind of discussion if they're going to do that.
Well, Aches takes
maybe
that.
They should take it over. I mean, they pay for all the snow plowing and everything else right now. So.
Well, yeah, Aches, TSA, and then, you know, probably anybody, the bank, the Diamond C, you got the dentist, all those people. So
yeah, that was my concern, that like the dentist office got to have access back here, that city
true.
Parking back there.
Mm-hmm.
ACIS uses most of that. And
that's
then
right.
The TSA is over there, and that's out of their building.
So you'd have that parking lot very, very full already.
Yeah, it's already.
And so you mean
more
than they need. Guess who gets the overfill?
Which you got all this parking out on the other side of the example, on this whole other street.
So.
Yeah. If you made people do that.
Then you're going to hear a lot. So.
Yeah.
That's my only comment.
You want me to come in the back door?
We like City Market. We can put two doors in.
I know.
Everybody coming in the back door instead of just those odd people coming in the day.
Anything else real quick? Okay, we'll adjourn this public hearing at 6:59. This regular assembly meeting in the City and Borough of Wrangell on February 11th, 2014 at 7 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance this evening will be led by Assembly Member Daniel Blake, after which, if you remain standing for the invocation to be given by former Mayor Don McConaughey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, you know the needs. You know our needs before we ask. Look down upon the leaders of our city and borough. Give them the strength and the knowledge to complete their task confronting them. Give them guidance to arrive at the best possible decisions to keep our city the great place it is in which to live. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We have no presentation or other ceremonial matters this evening. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Wiederspin, Decker, McCloskey.
Here.
Stokes.
Yes.
Blake.
Here.
Stowe.
Yes.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Item 4, conflict of interest. Anybody have a conflict of interest in anything on the agenda? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk 6A, 7A, and 7B.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly member Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, borough manager's report.
In addition to the written report, and I would like to thank Kim for kind of come up the idea of adding some color and photographs to it of things going on. Sometimes that gives you a little better idea of what we're talking about. So hopefully you like that, and I'll try to do that in the future too. I talked to Peggy Wilson today, and she's been working on providing us information on the Evergreen project. And it appears that they're working through the engineering stuff. She said that they plan on going to bid this September. And that's kind of what we'd heard in the past, and that then probably not a lot would happen this fall, but that way they would be, whoever gets the contract should be ready to go in 2015 as soon as the weather breaks, and it's expected that they'll be able to complete that in 2015. So I think that's where staff thought it was going to be, that this year was the year they were going to do the engineering and next year would be the construction. So one other thing that's not in the manager's written report is I met with, as I think I'd reported, kind of the plan was to meet with the mayor and the borough manager of Petersburg. I did that last Thursday. The three of us finally found the time when we could get together to talk about the resolution that the assembly passed. And what the discussion led to, one of the items in our resolution was, there's a lot of items in there. One of them included the non-net billable issue. And they have, are planning, as this is what they told me, on their meeting on Friday, this coming Friday, that they will have a resolution on there that endorses our resolution completely. And that includes the 50-50 payment for the time it takes to turn this over to SEPA. So they appeared, at least from, and they can't speak for the rest of the assembly like we can't hear, but they assured me they would have it on the agenda and that they were confident that they would be able to approve that and support our resolution that we passed, and again, that supported the 50-50 issue, and they realized that they need to pay their fair share of that. And so anyway, that's that was very successful. And we talked about some other things too, just in general about communications between the two communities. And I know a lot of the staff, the clerk, the public works director, myself, and others talk frequently with their corresponding people over in Petersburg and have a good relationship with things, because we have a lot of things that we do have in common. And so, and I think there's going to be things in the future, and we talked about that you know, we need to be on the same page with power issues and other things to support each other. So anyway, that was a very successful trip, and but it just took a while for all three of us. Either I was on vacation or they were on vacation or whatever, but we got that done. And in the manager's report, I'm pleased to, and I think I may have told you this before, but there is a picture, and our new finance director will start next Tuesday. And it will be a long process for him to get up to speed, and I think I've explained that it's going to take some time, because a lot of things that he'll have to learn only happen one time a year. So you might not get an opportunity to do that but once, or so that will take some time. Cassiar Street, we're in the process of a couple things. There's two easements we needed. We had got one of those today, and later this week the other one is going to meet with the Public Works so they can explain exactly what that is, and we expect to get that back. And then we also, to get our DEC approvals, they said they would fast track that. I think they said actually this week sometime that they would have those back to us, so at that time we can put it in the paper and start bidding. So we expect that to happen before the end of the month, that it will be in the paper advertising it to bid. So that's good news for those people up there. Sewer pump project, all that, like I say in here, that's not that glamorous, but it is very important, because the ones we have are in dire straits, and if they ever fail, we're going to have a mess. So. But anyway, Clay's doing some things that's listed in the report. Library, they've got a grant that there's a picture of some of the equipment they got. The kids love it. Brings kids into the library, and sometimes for another reason, and they start coming in there and get used to it. It certainly adds to the programs and the people, the usage up there, and people using that facility. And as you can see, we finally got our windows replaced here at City Hall. So that's a good thing. Hopefully that will add to its efficiency here. And anyway, that's about all I have.
Thank you. Any questions for the borough manager?
Nope.
Thank you. Borough clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything
to add, unless anybody
has any questions. Any questions? I don't.
Nope.
Thank you.
Okay. Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. We have vacancies on the cemetery committee. Oh, pardon me. Is there any assembly member have a report to make? Yes.
I just have a question for Jeff, just to bring it forward, is all. And I kind of, I don't know if I messed up or should have it there under Jeff's report. I had a discussion with Carl today, and I didn't realize that in Cassiar Street at the end, that the property we purchased up there in the corner for making a parking area, we're not going to use that when we redevelop that street up there. And that kind of concerned me. They have valid reasons. I mean, it's rock in there. I understand that. But we did put a bunch of money out for that property to be used for that purpose. And I bring that back because it as a point of interest, because the same fact that this council voted down the fact that they didn't want to buy that property around the bay to have parking for our harbors over there. But in this instance, we're buying the property and we're not even going to use it. So I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, I wasn't the one that made the decision.
I know,
whatever,
you were.
But I think at the time when they bought it, they thought they were going to use it.
Well, that was the whole intent.
Yeah, and then later they decided that to go a different direction, and they received an easement from Churchill's instead that allowed them to have a turnaround area there. Mm-hmm. And certainly my suggestion is at this point, if it's something we're not going to use ever in the future, and I do know that if they ramp up sometime and use that as an access to go towards behind Appleman's and all those, and it's a through street, then I think it is going to be something, because they're going to have to start farther down, and that was some discussion too, but if that isn't going to happen, certainly my suggestion is we put it back out for sale and see if we can get it back on the tax rolls. And it was, like I said, I think it was something that they planned on using, thought they were going to use it, and then it didn't work out that way, so.
And I understand that. And well, I thought it was a good idea that we had turnaround parking. I mentioned that when I voted for that up there, but I just feel that if we're not going to use it, we should either cure it and put it up for sale, not hold it that. We lost all our parking out on Peninsula Street for both harbors. Mm-hmm. A new person has bought that property now, so we're in the mercy of whether they want to lease that to us.
And he does.
Yeah. So, but that could be for whatever term of lease he has. And mm-hmm. We had a chance to purchase it permanently, and we didn't. And now, so if we're going to cure it, put it back on that tax roll if we're not going to use it. That would be my suggestion. Thank you.
Okay, any reports by assembly members?
Mayor Jeff?
Yes.
I was wondering if I could make a short report.
Sure, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to mention that at the last assembly meeting, I was out of town in Juneau, and I wanted to mention a couple of things that happened during that time. First, I was at an event called the Innovation Summit, sponsored by the Juneau Economic Development Council. And as part of that summit, they announced an award of business plans for the region, and the company that won the business plan award was Raven Guitars, which is a new company started by Steve Helgeson. I thought that was pretty cool, and he's going to be looking at starting to make guitars locally in Wrangell with his new business partner. And I thought maybe at some time in the future we could have a short presentation by Steve to the assembly to kind of describe, you know, what his plans are and what this competition meant. There's going to be more rounds of this business plan competition also in the future, so I thought that would be a nice way to sort of advertise to the community as well. And secondly, I was able to meet with both Representatives Peggy Wilson and Senator Bert Stedman and talk with them about Wrangell's capital project list. And Representative Wilson assured me that she was going to do everything she could to get something of Wrangell's list into the capital budget. She wasn't sure what that would be, but she was adamant that she was going to make sure Wrangell wasn't left out. And Senator Stedman as well committed to working with her to get that accomplished. So no exact, you know, answer there, but their commitment to try and get something up for Wrangell. So just wanted to pass that along.
Okay, thank you very much. As far as Steve Helgeson, yes, there was an article in our last newspaper about that, and it was...
I did email Mr. Helgeson to ask him if he would be interested in giving a presentation at a future assembly meeting, but I have not heard back from him yet.
I think that would be a good deal myself. But thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other? Okay, appointment to fill a vacancy is on the cemetery committee and the Parks and Recreation Committee. We have no letters of interest for the cemetery committee, and we have two letters of interest for the one vacancy on the Parks and Recreation Committee. I assume everybody had an opportunity to mm-hmm. read through those letters. Mm-hmm. Barring any if no one has any